Revolutionary Gospel News.
Blog Talk Radio.
How are you guys doing out there tonight? I'm coming to you guys a little later than normal, but I think it's a very important reason to have this show tonight. There's so many things going on pertaining to us as a people, black people, and it's not a show that I probably would normally have, but I have to address the issue because from one end of our country to the next end of our country right now, and it seems like everybody has something against us all of a sudden. And it's not just here, it's worldwide. You know, they had a statue of Nefertiti that's in Egypt, and they made a hideous statue to represent her, and she's in a museum right now. Her statue is in a museum right now in Germany. And I just kind of find it funny because we seem as people, sometimes we move around, and I'm looking at some of the stuff I'd be seeing on the net, and we seem not to pay attention a lot of these things. You know, we seem to be caught in our own little circle of influence and or however we're living. But let's talk, you know, to show tonight is just tonight is from 10 p.m. to 10:30. And I like to talk about what's going on around the country with our black people. In California, you hear that the Mexican mafia supposedly got a hit out on anybody in Southern California as well as the county. And they claim calling for, they said one person sent me a paper because I'm from Los Angeles. One person sent me a thing said they want 150 black women killed. And then we over here in the South, you got this one guy who comes in, he shoots up the people in the church, you know, in a place of their worship, you know. Then you have other instances all around the country where we have become a moving target. In other words, the police, you know, you're dealing with institutional racism. And I was on RT News the other day, and I was on a chat, in the chat room in there, in the comment section, and I was asking a question about the brothers. You know, a brother was fighting another brother out there. And I noticed, I said, they all together. They have to be in collusion, because why I'm going there is because I simply stated, when I seen a black officer acting out on the other black guy, I said, that's institutionalized racism. And I was looking at it, and I was looking at how they were acting, how he's got decided he wanted to beat up on a brother because he had a little pocket knife or whatever. But that is an institutionalized racism. They have been brainwashed to react that way towards us. They have been taught in this police system or this country as well to hate his own people. So he's attacking them. There's nothing new. The police there, whenever police go in there, they all become indoctrinated with this, the thing of hating. You know, the black people are the worst people in the world if you listen to them. You know, that's what they be telling you. But you guys, I'm opening up the line tonight. You guys want to call in, speak your mind. I was listening to this show earlier, you know, and I thought that was funny, you know, because we're people without representation. And let me give you a number, 'cause I'm going to tell you what I heard earlier, and this happened to be on. Yeah, he's more than welcome to call me anytime he wants because I like to know who really signed these people over us, who has said they're the leader of us, period. And it's actually Reverend Al Sharpton who's watching this show. I was listening to it, sitting back, and his little brother talked about the burning of churches. He said, hey, man, we don't really need no church, and you know, because they all into this European religion, you know, and I believe the Bible wholeheartedly, so don't mix it up. When I say European religion, I mean that which come out of Rome. But our number tonight for call-ins is 773-897-6105. Again, that area code is going to be 877-6105. Once again, 773-897-6105. You're welcome to call in. I will open up the line to you and let you make your statement or comment. But anyway, listen to Al Sharpton today, and I realized it's like we're a people without representation. The guy asked the question, he said, what difference does it make if we have these churches or not? Of course, if that's your hustle, you're not going to tell to condemn your hustle. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to it, and I'm like, man, come on. He said, hold on. He just caught him off guard when he said, why do we need these churches? You know, he's been hustling his whole life from there. And so he said up there, he said, hey, we'll come back on the air in a minute. He never brought the brother back on the air at all. I said, wow, look at this. I like just boldly, you know, they you got people call, hey y'all, how you doing? And I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking to myself, what makes you a representative of? You know, it's personal gain, and he probably would get mad. He probably, we get one of these shows, he probably be like, oh, wait a minute. I like, but it's personal gain. Jesse Jackson, all these guys, none of these guys represent us, man. It's a joke. They don't stand for our cause. They don't even understand us, man. Everything they're doing is for self-benefit and personal gain. They can miss me with the madness, and I wish I had got his number because I was going to call in. I said, I don't know. I don't even have time to deal with this because I know how they delay the show, so they just cut you off before you get to really addressing the true issue with these people, you know. And so we're people, you know. We over here, some of us out here got so much self-hatred in us. We out here killing ourselves. You know, we out here, how would you say this, not promoting, but just doing the same thing these people are doing to us instead of having sense to realize, take and open your eyes, people. Look around your country. California, Mexicans got a hit out on us. You don't have to have no gang affiliation, no ties to nothing. You know, we call it for 150 of these black women to be murdered. You know, some black people, some black families in L.A. County, you know, you got the Serenios, you got a hit out on them, okay? And then you go out over here in the South, you know, they burning churches up, you know, they don't. And they was trying to say, I don't know what church was white or whatever, but they was talking about the churches that have been burnt down. And like the little brother said to me, I was like, well, okay. Like he said, we don't really even need the church. I'm like, yeah, because, see, that's colonialism any goddamn way. Half of these guys and half of these black people are involved in. Don't even understand the mess that has come out of Rome. And now they say, I'm Baptist, I'm Presbyterian, I'm Methodist. And all it is a European religion. Has nothing to do with Jerusalem at all. All that stuff they're sitting up in, all these churches, they're really burning down, really do have to do. And I think I've seen one apostolic church. People say, why do you say that? Because the day of Pentecost is where the true church started. And once again, that's a subject in itself in a sense because it's called ecclesia. I like to know, what is this that we're looking at today? Because when you look at the word ecclesia, it means called out ones, called out to be a part of a kingdom, a nation. That's what Jesus came for. He came to be the king of the Jews. He said he came to save his people. And what he mean by saving his people, he means to deliver his people. You know? And that's what's going on. And he's shortly to come back, you know, and deliver us from the situation. But before he can come back, all this stuff must happen. We're living in a time called Jacob's trouble. That's where we're at in time. You know, and the more I study the Bible, I really like to know, you know, I was looking at Psalms, and what I noticed something in Psalms that he was talking about how the world has gathered together, you know, and it's just showing because even in Egypt, it's the world has gathered together and said, let us prevent it from becoming a nation. You know, the world has gathered together. They know who we are. This is the Israel that no man looked for, as it says, that's paraphrased, but and it is Jeremiah 30, when it talks about that. Look at this. This is Psalms 83. And people act like we're walking around. Only one who's not really recognizing who we are is us. Why would they make a statue, a hideous statue of Nefertiti? If anybody knew anything about Nefertiti and Akhenaten, I'm going to go back and read that scripture. Akhenaten is actually Joseph. I laugh because I listen to some of these history channels, and it really amazes me some of the garbage they come up with. No different than the pre-Adamite man, the caveman. All of these things are fiction. There's no proof of none of that. And I'm looking at the Akhenaten, they're going to say Akhenaten must have been connected to some alien. Yeah, he was connected to God. He's the one who brought one world religion down into Egypt when they were a polytheistic place, along with his wife Nefertiti, which was an Egyptian. Okay, so you get to see how we really look versus what we've been shown on TV and all these Charlton Heston movies and Moses at the well, and he white and seven white women. When in Numbers 12, it tells you that those white women were Ethiopian because it talks about Moriah and Aaron, which is his brother and sister, were mad at him because he married an Ethiopian woman. And yet this lie, they continue to propagate it even today. They continue to promote. There are so many people have been deceived that they say, man, don't you mess with them Israelites over there. Those are not Israelites over in Egypt. I mean, not in Egypt, but in Israel. That's not the real people. How many of y'all tricked out there believing that that's the Israelites? That's Israel. And those people have nothing to do with us. That is not us. Even I was talking to a Jewish person, and I'm a Jew. I'm black, Hebrew, tribe of Judah. Okay? I was talking to a guy, and he's actually Jewish, and he was trying to explain to me the Bible was supposed to be a concept in theory. What the heck does that mean? They don't believe the Bible. And then when we start talking about the Jewish, I already know. Don't even have to tell me that I'm not the real people. I know that already. But they sell that to everybody around the world. They sell them that Israel is their homeland. That's some land they stole. It does not belong to them. And I was reading a post today in Facebook, and the girl was asking about that. And the Bible actually does say that Israel will not be restored until Christ comes. And that's what it means. It means, when it says no man will buy us in Deuteronomy 20, it's not saying that. It's saying it's going to, if you really was to research that out, it just means the only one who's going to ever be able to restore the true Israelites to Israel will be Jesus. And everything, I have a book out. And if you ever really want to read about your history and read about how Christianity come about and all of that, where that comes from, how we as a people, black people, can't be Christians because we're not a convert into their faith. They're a convert into our faith. We are a Jewish people, not Jewish, but Jew people are Hebrew, Israelites as a nation, okay, but Hebrew, black. And today the world looks like it's going crazy about that. All the way in Egypt, they want to deface and belittle the black woman. You know why? Why make some hideous statue look almost like an alien? And because they're going around. And these people, the only reason they're in Egypt because of colonization. They don't belong there. That's not how the true people look. That's what I wrote about in the Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. You can get that book at Amazon.com. And I go into detail about these things, just like they talk about Abraham and David. You know, Solomon said in Songs of Solomon, verse 5, I'm black. And then there's another scripture in 11, I believe it is, of Genesis, where it tells you Aaron, before he changed his name to Abraham, he was a Hebrew. So if Solomon was black, that would make David black, which was his father, and Abraham being a descendant of Aaron, Abraham, David being a descendant of Abraham, would make him black. So now the wool of everybody's being pulled off, the cover's being pulled off the eyes of the people. More and more people start to realize we really are the real people. But everybody's still running around in confusion because our religion was hijacked, okay, by these Gentiles, by these so-called Jews. But when you really dig in the Bible, a lot of people like to criticize the King James Bible. If you're falling for that one, you'll fall for everything. Because King James Bible, 1611, not these newer editions, is one of the only Bibles I know that keeps our color and our ethnicity intact. Okay, and they tell us about ourselves and tell us, you know, because you start from Genesis 10 and 11. 11, it picks up because before then he's dealing with Adam. You know, Adam, of course, being a black man, everything comes out of us. We make everybody race. Nobody race makes us, okay? Let's not get deceived or confused. So all the races begin, and however the colors begin to change, you go down into 10, and God is dealing with all people at the time. But he gets to 11, and he breaks from everybody and begins to deal with our forefather, Abraham. Abraham, in return, really submits himself to God, and he has a son named Isaac who submitted to God, and then you have Jacob that was submitted to God, and he has the 12 patriarchs. And all of us come out of one of those patriarchs. I know I'm from the tribe of Judah. Okay, I'm in America, Bethlehem. I know. I'm not a confused people. How do you know that? Because that's where we're from. That's where we landed at in this world. And the rest of our brothers and sisters, a lot of them end up down in South America, somewhere in this Western Hemisphere. And then there's all of us are scattered all over the world. And some had different whites, so I guess that's why some look a lot more different. But for us here in America, we were originally a pitch black people when we initially got here. We follow all the slave pictures. But as our slave master slept with us, we got mixed. Okay, we got lighter. And so a lot of us trying to, you know, then the deplorable condition now that we live in as we embrace this culture, because Martin Luther King and them, they believe to be equal and together. But I believe that it did do us no good, because as we integrated, we act like we have lost our mind. And I like how Malcolm X says, some of us lost our minds, lost our God, all of that. However, he says that he breaks it out. And it's the truth. We embrace homosexuality like it's nothing. And he says, we proclaim our sin as solemn, openly, before everybody. Talk about the children of Israel when you read in the Bible, because it does not pick back up on the world into Acts 10 and 11. That's when God re-embraced the world. And then all of a sudden now, he's willing to take man back in. All mankind. The children of Israel, they have not listened. He said, Jesus was talking to one place in the scriptures, and he said, he said, they shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's scriptures. You can look that up. You can say that into your phone. Because I know it's in Matthew, but I'm not sitting here looking at my Bible right at this second. And it'll tell you exactly what scripture I'm talking about. So I'm just looking at it, and I'm looking to hear from you guys. Because I went to some of our sites. And once again, the number is 773-897-6105. You know, just looking at the stuff that has happened to us, and I'm like, you know, looking at how the turn of events and things are changing so rapidly. You know, it looked like at one time this stuff has been happening, but it's jumped to another level and another degree. You know, they're looking at us now, I like any time Nefertiti can't have an exhibit without them tripping out. And like, that tells me a lot. That means the world are recognizing in the scripture. I'm going to go ahead and read you guys. I did tell you I was going to read you this scripture. It's Psalms 83. This is what's happening, people. Don't think these people around you are ignorant of who you are. Don't deceive yourself. And the Bible says that some of us would even deny who we are ourselves. So you feel like you're not an Israelite. You're just fulfilling scriptures and how prophetically what it spoke of in the Bible. But it says in Psalms 83, keep not silent, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thy enemy maketh a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against our hidden ones, us who's hiding. If you read chapter 13, you understand. Not chapter 13, chapter 12. And I'll stop in the chapter 12 of Revelation. Hidden ones, okay? God said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more remembered. For they have consulted together, with one consent. They all have one mind, and they're all in agreement against us. Okay? And they go, and they are confederated against thee. The tabernacle of Edom, you see them so-called Jews over there? And of the Ishmaelite of Moab. Okay? And the Hagarenes, and Gilbel, and Ammon. Jordan people from Jordan, the Amalekites, the Philistines, which are the Romans, with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. Okay? So maybe looking at them saying that Edom, they might be part of the children of Lot too. But it talks about the hidden ones. What is the hidden ones? What do they mean by us being hidden? And it's kind of funny because when you read the Bible, you realize it's a book of nations too. It's dealing with our nation as we fought every nation that's been around us. And it deals with us at a certain time as a black people, as a nation of Israel, taking back over, coming back into power. When we come back under our God, then that's what a young lady was asking about today, when she said, what are we going to do? You know, the money, no. Our system, this currency is about to die. Don't be deceived. You're getting all the signs. China's faltering. Okay? America has some mysterious glitches in their computer system. But the Bible talks about, it says in chapter 14, when it said Babylon the Great, it's falling. Okay, and then I heard another voice come saying, if any man receive the mark of the beast, or receive, you know, so the Antichrist system is coming next now, people, the mark of the beast. So this cab, we're going to enter into a cashless society before Christ can get back to us. And not so much get back, you're going to weed us out because he talks about Isaiah 10. It says, though they be as the sands of the sea, though Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant shall return. Look at this. This is Israel. And these are government systems we're talking about. This is the government of Israel versus the government of Satan, God's government versus the devil. Chapter 12. It said, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and up on her head a crown of 12 stars. The children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. She being with child, cried and travailed in birth, pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, what is it? A red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. Okay? And 7 crowns upon his head. It's talking about a government system. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. If you read the birth of Jesus, you understand that Herod was from Iduma. He was an Edomite that was ruling over Israel, and the devil was in him. He was standing before us, standing before the nation. He was ruling over that nation, our nation. It says, and the dragon stood before the woman, before Israel, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And that's exactly what happened when the wise man did not come back his way. He went out and killed everything, every child he could find, because he found out the king was born. He said, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God, to his throne. And he said, and the woman, now notice the hidden one, and the woman Israel, the true Israelites, fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And they said there was war in heaven. You go on and read, there was war in heaven. Neither was their place found anymore in heaven. Okay? I just skipped the whole verse. Hold on, people. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels. And they prevailed not, and neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, now is come salvation and the strength of the kingdom of our God. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I want you to think about the strength of the kingdom of our God. Now, this is a question that was posed to Jesus by the Pharisees. Okay, look at this. This is chapter 17, Luke 17, verse 20. He says, and when he was determined of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, like other people, they've been saying that. He answered and said unto them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observance. Neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Okay? So he gives them a description. You're finding out now has come salvation. What happened on the day of Acts? See, the people talking about, they keep talking about the promise of the Father because they're not familiar with the born-again experience. They're not familiar with the kingdom of God having two parts. First was the spiritual birth of the kingdom, and then now is coming the physical birth of the kingdom. He says, now when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and looking, without observance. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Okay, this is Acts 2 and 2. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God shall be in you. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them others, not no foreign language. Notice this. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem. They were dwelling at Jerusalem. They're dealing with us, Jews, devout man, out of every nation under heaven. But now when this was noise abroad, the multitudes came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speaking in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak of Galilean? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? See, they were displaced then. Pantheon goes on and tells all these different places, Cyrenians, you know, all the way to the Jews and all that, and some proselytes were amongst them. But the bottom line was these were the Jewish people. They were there. This is the black man. This is the day of Pentecost. Despite all the movies and lies we have seen, verse 21 says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, notice this, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also, in being delivered by the determined counsel foreknowledge of God, ye have taken by wicked hands and have crucified and slain. Okay, whom God has risen up and having loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that it should, that he should be holding of it. See, God is all power. So it's not possible that death can hold Jesus. That's the thing about Jesus. It was not just the forgiveness of sin. He was born for our kingdom. He's come to save us, the true children of Israel who will embrace him. Okay? And so God rose him from the dead. God's showing his power. He can bring you back from the dead. There ain't no need of being scared of these people. He said, now verse 37 says, 36 says, he said, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have both, whom ye have crucified both, Lord and Christ. He is supreme in authority. He is the one who's going to come and usher in world dominance for us. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? How do we get right now? He just told them, those who call upon the name of Jesus. Now he's going to give them an application how to apply it to your life. He said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sins. As it says in Revelation 1 and 5, he washed us from our sins in his own blood. So that is the applying of blood, his life that he gave for us, is applied to our life when we're baptized in his name for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. Okay? If you call by God, you're going to obey this. And it says in verse 7, it went on and says, praising God and having favor with all men, and the Lord added to the church ecclesia daily, such as should be saved. Should be, because a lot of people are not going to continue. See, we're a nation. He added to our nation those called out to be a part of this nation, those called out to be a part of God's kingdom. Like they asked him in Acts 1, and I believe it's 8, or it's in Acts 1, I know that. He said, when shall you restore the kingdoms? He told them, it's not for you to know the times nor the seasons, because he knew it was a two-part step. First, the spiritual kingdom came, and now the physical kingdom came. The world is hating us because they know we are the true Israelites. They know if we wake up to that and we get baptized in Jesus' name, get a covenant relationship with God, because that's what baptism is about, that we'll begin to go back into our rightful place. So they're trying to stump us out right now. They have made a covenant with one another. They're confederated together. They're joined together to destroy those people. You guys about to wake up. We are in a time of Jacob's trouble. And this ain't no game time. A lot of us going to get wiped out. Playing around with that homosexuality is going to get you killed. Playing around with all that stuff, that's going to bring you right to death. The death door is going to open on you. Don't be no fool. Get yourself together. If somebody love you, love has standards. They don't mean to let you do anything, do stuff that's destructive to your life. See what it means? Repent. Get yourself together. Get right with God so you can survive this madness, because we all up under that gun now because they're tripping out there. And we're blessed if we can get ourselves together. I already gave you the formula. That's what you need to do. You need to enter into a covenant relationship with God. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out once again. This is called Revolutionary Gospel News. Go out and get my book, The Revival of the Roman Empire. That's a very insightful book. The Devil Workshop, show you what the church should be and it ain't. The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation, and Temple Mount talks about where we at now and who we are and how all this stuff is going down in our faith. All right, I thank you guys for coming again. Once again, this is Arthur Joseph Smith. Those books are Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books a Million. And this is Revolutionary Gospel News. Thank you guys for your time tonight. Bye.